made up of mud, rough grasses, rocks, and boulders in shades of grey, brown, and black, scrubby bushes, and what she suspected was heather. To her left, the stunning countryside went on for as far as the eye could see, with delightfully twisted trees in the foreground, followed by brown and green fields, woodlands, moorlands, and more fields, broken up very occasionally by a road, often only identifiable by the moving glint of light that passed along them, vehicles highlighted by the reflection of the sun off their metalwork. It'd be incredibly easy to forget civilization even existed while she was up here. To her right, the moorland, a wash of greens, browns, and oranges, stretched out, a haven for wildlife, no doubt. All kinds of creatures could hide, eat, burrow, and nest in there. And ahead was... what was that? She squinted, trying to block out some of the bright sunlight so she could make out what she was looking at. She was still none the wiser, but after a minute or two she'd got close enough that she thought she knew. Set against the bright blue sky were a series of enormous... what did you call something that was bigger than a boulder? Bigger than a car, even. Amazed, she hurried closer to see the gigantic gritstone rocks, which she quickly realised had been where the men that had passed her earlier were headed. She now knew their oddly shaped backpacks contained climbing equipment, which they were currently sorting through in preparation for their chosen pastime. She took the opportunity to stop and have a drink of her water as she watched other climbers who'd arrived earlier scaling the rock faces, displaying incredible skill and strength as they navigated overhangs, seemingly impossible smooth surfaces, and all manner of physical challenges. Glad to be firmly on her own 2 feet, Layla watched in wordless awe for a short while longer, then continued on her way. Her route would take her the entire length of the majestic gritstone edge, then down it again at the end, and back along the foot of the cliff to the car park. Not the most complicated of walks or the most adventurous, but she didn't want it to be, not for her first time up here. She wanted to take in the views, not check her instructions every 2 minutes. For a good long while, all she had to do was put one foot in front of the other, follow the path, and enjoy herself, all of which proved incredibly easy, particularly since the weather was playing ball too. As well as the sunshine and blue skies, there was only the slightest breeze, literally perfect conditions for being somewhere so exposed. Layla imagined it wouldn't be much fun at all up here in the wind and rain. She continued on at a leisurely pace for another mile or so, stopping periodically to take photos, have a drink, or just gaze around her. When her stomach rumbled a protest, she began keeping an eye out for somewhere to sit and eat her lunch. Before long, she spotted a large, flat rock close by that would do the job nicely. It made up part of the edge, but she wasn't worried. If it was going to plummet off the cliff, it would have done so a long time ago. Adding her relatively inconsequential weight to it wasn't going to make the slightest bit of difference. And besides, if it was unsafe, there wouldn't be climbers scrambling up and down it, would there? She headed over to the rock, then removed her backpack and sat down, wincing slightly as the cold seeped through her trousers and underwear onto her bottom. Ignoring the mild discomfort, she opened her bag and took out her lunchbox. With a flick of the catches, she released the lid and put it to one side, then dug into her sandwiches and bag of crisps, followed by an apple and a cereal bar. She continued to admire the view as she ate, convinced there couldn't possibly be a more beautiful place on earth to enjoy a meal. Walkers wandered past on the path behind her. Birds twittered and sang, and the light breeze brought with it the scents of nature. Grass, plants, and an odour of farm animals, luckily faint enough not to put her off her food. The sun continued to beam down on the exposed skin of her face, neck, and arms, and Layla sighed contentedly as she packed all her litter into the lunchbox. She then sealed the lid and stashed it back in her bag. Less than a minute later, she was on her way again. Picking her way along the rock-punctuated path, she nodded and said hello to the people she passed, noting that there were fewer than there had been not so long ago. Perhaps people had already completed their walks and gone home. Layla was so focused on dividing her attention between the ground, so she didn't trip over anything, and the scenery around her, that she didn't notice the